This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra, here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, just a quick recap, the markets ended lower for the third consecutive week last week, but rebounded on Friday's trading session. In fact, the market snapped a seven-day losing streak on Friday. The RBI policy was in line with estimates with a 50 basis points hike, and the rebound was post the RBI policy, which helped in terms of trimming losses. The rupee also appreciated, ending at around 81.34 on Friday versus 81.86 the previous session. FIIs, however, continued to net sell, so they net sold around 1,565 crores on Friday. DIIs, however, compensated by net buying over 3,000 odd crores on Friday. So net-net, institutions were buyers on Friday's trading session. Well, it is a holiday-shortened week. Global markets have been weak. For example, the US, the Dow ended 500 points lower on Friday. Asia is mostly lower. China and South Korea are shut for trade today. Brent crude has inched up a little bit, which is a negative for the Indian markets. So at around $87 per barrel, OPEC Plus is considering an output cut. SGX indicating a bit of a soft start. Russia is ready for talks, so that would be an important cue to watch out for. And separately, lot of macros for our markets. Core sector, the August core sector was weaker than anticipated at around 3.3% versus 4.5% on a month-on-month basis. Other macro data such as auto sales, manufacturing PMI would be in focus for our markets. And lastly, just a quick word on the GST collections, which continued in terms of momentum at 1.4 lakh crore in terms of collections. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.